This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the WAVES summit has highlighted India's creative strengths on a global platform. He said that today India is emerging as a global hub for film production, digital content, gaming, fashion, music and live concerts. He said this after inaugurating the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES 2025, at the Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai. He noted that the global animation market has vast potential, currently valued at over $430 billion and projected to double in the next decade.
आज भारत फिल्म प्रोडक्शन, डिजिटल कंटेंट, गेमिंग, फैशन और म्यूजिक का ग्लोबल हब बन रहा है. लाइव कंसर्ट से जुड़ी इंडस्ट्री के लिए अनेक संभावनाएं हमारे सामने हैं. आज ग्लोबल एनिमेशन मार्केट का साइज 430 बिलियन डॉलर से ज्यादा का है.
Mr. Modi urged stakeholders to leverage this expansion for greater international reach. He said that WAVES is not merely an acronym, but a wave representing culture, creativity and universal connectivity. Emphasizing the immense potential of India's creative economy, Mr. Modi stated that in the coming years, its contribution to the country's GDP is set to increase significantly. The Prime Minister said that WAVES is attracting global attention as artists, innovators, investors and policymakers from over 100 countries have gathered under one roof. He lauded the WAVES Bazaar initiative, saying that it will encourage innovators and creators. Mr. Modi said that Indian films are now reaching every corner of the world and today Indian films are released in more than 100 countries. Mr. Modi added that this is the right time to create in India and create for the world. He appealed to investors to invest in people, not just in platforms. Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the government will not spare anyone involved in the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He made these remarks while addressing a gathering in New Delhi after unveiling a statue of Bodo leader Bodofa Upendranath Brahma and dedicating a road in his name on the occasion of his death anniversary. Reiterating the government's resolve to uproot terrorism from every inch of the country, Mr. Shah said that the fight against terrorism will continue and those who have carried out this attack will receive a befitting reply. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth spoke to Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today and expressed his deepest sympathies for the tragic loss of lives in the terror attack at Pahalgam. Mr. Hegseth said that the United States stands in solidarity with India and supports its right to defend itself. He reiterated the strong support of the US for India's fight against terrorism. During the conversation, Mr. Singh told the Defense Secretary that Pakistan has a history of supporting, training and funding terrorist organizations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Kerala this evening for a 2-day visit. He will dedicate the Viranjam International Port, India's first semi-automated port, to the nation tomorrow. He will visit the port's operations building and inspect the control systems. Goods and services tax collection surged by 12.6% to an all-time high of 2.37 lakh crore rupees in April in comparison to the same month last year. According to government data, the central GST collection for the month stood at 48,634 crore rupees and state GST at 59,372 crore rupees. The integrated GST collection amounted to over 1 lakh crore rupees and cess was more than 13,000 crore rupees. GST revenue from domestic transactions rose 10.7% to about 1.9 lakh crore rupees, while revenue from imported goods was up 20.8% to 46,913 crore rupees. The Election Commission has introduced new initiatives aimed at improving the accuracy of electoral rolls and making the voting process more convenient for citizens. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia today felicitated and presented the Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award 2023 to badminton champions Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy in New Delhi. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 218 runs set by Mumbai Indians, Rajasthan Royals were 117 for the loss of 9 wickets in 16 overs at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.